and then you can, from there. So I am the senior product marketing executive working for AgriERP, which is a product by Folio3 Software. It's the umbrella company. So just a brief overview about AgriERP, though. AgriERP is a complete suite for farm management. It's an ERP software built on top of Microsoft Dynamics 365. Won't go much into details of that. We can, share some slide decks later on if need be. So yeah, so that's what we are working on. We are actually empowering farmers to farm better, farm more sustainably, and save up on their resources, be more efficient through software and data. So that's what we are doing, and I'm looking after the marketing side of that. So Stella, you may please go ahead and share your introduction, what you have been, doing within the industry for the past, I don't know how many years you have been in the industry. What has your experience and expertise been? So we'd be really interested to know that.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I was browsing around your site. You're doing a great job. Would love to learn more. From my side, well, I'm quite young in the industry, working the past four and a half years. Since I've been working in a startup for most of this time, I think the years are counting differently for us. Everything is much more intense. So we see all the differences and the changes quite fast. My background in academics is in plant sciences and plant breeding. I have a master's from Wageningen University, and I'm working in knowledge management for the past 4 years. So my goal, like yours, is to empower farmers through information. And we are focusing on Wikifarmer, where I work as a senior content manager. We focus on providing this information through our library, which is open access, so every content is free for everyone to access and read, and is also translated to 17 languages. So we focus on providing all this amazing information that are there out there, either from the industry, from professionals, or from researchers, or from the farmers themselves, to spread them globally and make them accessible for everyone to improve the way they cultivate, learn new technologies, new practices, etc.
That's really interesting, Stella. Thank you for that introduction. And just also brush up upon what's Wiki Farmer and like what's it is actually.
So Wikifarmer is a startup. It started in 2017 with a main goal to empower farmers through free knowledge sharing. So it started with a library, which now has more than 2,000 original articles. We want content either from our team internally or with collaboration with external contributing authors, which, as I mentioned, are researchers, professionals, farmers from around the world. In the after I think 2020, we launched our marketplace for agriculture food products. It's a B2B marketplace, and the goal is to empower farmers and link them to the local global markets to sell their products at fair prices. So our goal from the side of the marketplace is to decrease the length of the food supply chain. So cut a lot of the unnecessary intermediaries that increase the cost for the end user, for the consumer, or the businesses, and increase the profit for the farmer. So with these two products, we thought it would be also nice to enrich and add the academy, which is also quite young. It started a year and a half ago, where we structure a lot of this information into complete online self-paced courses. So you have the library, you have the marketplace, and the academy. And this way, we offer a 360 solution for farmers.
That's really interesting. That's wonderful. Okay, Stella, so let us just dive into the Q&A session now, and I'll be throwing a bunch of questions to you, and I'll be expecting your expert opinions on that since you have been working in the exact domain. I think can answer this question pretty well. Okay, so Stella, since you are working in Greece, but you also have global exposure, I believe, right?
Yes.
So, what do you think are some of the challenges faced by the agriculture industry, particularly farmers, which are really amplified in the recent times and in 2025 specifically. What are those key challenges you think there are?
Well, there are multiple challenges, as you know, and working with farmers also gives a fresh perspective of what other challenges exist. So it's important to consider these challenges also from the side of the farmers and not from the side of the businesses or, the general public only. Of course, from region to region, that may change, but from my perspective, of course, I would start with climate change. It's not just a discussion or something that it's important both for the environment, but it's hitting hard the farmers in many, many different areas with many different ways. So I would start with climate change because whoever farmer I have talked and contacted, they mentioned a shift in the climate region. Either that means more extreme weather events, prolonged droughts, pests and diseases that they cannot control easily anymore, and soil degradation. So we see that all this makes much more challenging for them, and usually they feel left alone. They don't have the tools to actually deal with all these changes, or even if there are practices and sustainable systems that may offer resilience, they still lack a lot of the information team. And of course, the policy framework that they could use as a next step to either have a funding or sell the product under a certification. So I would focus on this area as my first challenge to mention. Of course, there are the regulatory part and the policies that we also touched upon with the climate change. There is still a lot of vague policies, especially when it comes to sustainable farming systems. I'm sure you've seen it also from your side. We talk about regenerative agriculture, agroecology, climate smart agriculture. There are so many amazing systems out there, but usually even the definition is quite vague among researchers. So imagine how chaotic that might be for the farmers to implement and also for the consumers. I was reading recently a report from the European Commission mentioning that in the European Union alone, we have over 230 different environmental labels. So there are so many certifications out there. And even if the consumers want to buy the produced product, they don't know from where to start. And it's an amazing place to start having greenwashing and lose the trust of the consumers. So for me, it's also quite problematic with the policies. Usually they've been developed without consulting farmers, even if these policies will be directly implemented by the farmers. So as a second challenge, I would say this lack of communication between policymakers, farmers, and researchers. It's very important to put them all in the same table and have these discussions. So that's the second one I would mention. And I would like to finish with my third. Working in the supply chain quite a lot, thanks to the marketplace. While it's not my main focus, I've witnessed a lot of these challenges. We see that we have continued to disrupt food markets, either with higher prices, even for agricultural products like fertilizers. So they increase the expenses for the farmers. We have the recent wars in Ukraine, Russia, Middle East, but also the market wars that we see that they're about to start with the new tariffs the United States are imposing for Mexico, Canada, or threatening to impose in the European Union. So all of this creates a very a problematic area for the farmers to sell the product. They put food safety and food security at risk, and we expect to see this issue worsen in the next years if we don't have solutions. So I would say the disruption of the supply chain and food security as my third challenge. So I think
No,
that's
I think
the main ones.
no, Stella. I think these are actually really real challenges, I believe, and We are actually seeing the impact of climate change, regulatory compliances, and supply chain disruptions. I think these are three major challenges that you have highlighted. Totally correct. And okay, so Stella, just continuing from this point as well, since you have highlighted these challenges, do you think there are some sort of solutions out there, or maybe a solution that can help farmers overcome these challenges, or it has to be something coming from the top, like policy makers making some changes, external factors that are not in control of farmers. So do you think there are any solutions that farmers can adopt to better tackle these challenges, such as climate change? I think climate change challenges, droughts, floods, etc., I think there must be some way to mitigate those risks. So anything that you have in mind for that?
Yes, of course. Thank you. So there is a lot of amazing information out there, and there are solutions that they're old and established by farmers centuries ago that they help with mitigation of climate change. But unfortunately, the past years we have focused more on climate control instead of prevention. There are many inspiring examples out there with farmers applying these sustainable systems. I recently had the pleasure to be part of the Lighthouse Farm Network, coordinated by Wageningen University, where they found, I think, 12 or 15 different inspiring farms around the world that they implement groundbreaking sustainable practices. So they already apply all of these sustainable practices. Either they focus on regenerative agriculture or more specific practices like strip cropping, for example, proving that if we implement some of these systems and practices with a more holistic strategy, there is a solution for climate mitigation and to protect also food security and the profit for the farmers. So I would say the information is out there, help farmers access it and support them in implementation. So yes, I would focus on the knowledge because it's not only coming from me, the farmers themselves, when we had a questionnaire with them asking with them what's the biggest challenge related to climate change, and we had listed a lot of challenges like soil degradation, droughts. We also included the lack of information to deal with these changes and challenges. And most of them, they chose this option that, okay, we have all these other issues. The main problem is that we don't know how to handle them. So I would say it's very, very important to efficiently communicate this information and help the farmers apply these systems because the systems exist and they're efficient. So the challenge is to help implement them efficiently.
Correct, correct. Right, that's fair enough. Stella, so I'll be diving into a bit more technical questions now. Since you have been also talking about information and systems. So we also obviously work in that domain where we are empowering farmers through technology and better managing the data, driving insights from that. So that sort of business. So what kind of data do you believe is most valuable for farmers, in order to track and improve their operations? And obviously these are a lot of challenges, and farming is transforming now. There is a lot of talk about technology and data within farming communities now that we see. So what do you think is the most valuable data element that farmers would really can benefit from?
Thank you for this question, but I would also love to see to hear your point of view on this aspect. From my side, we are in the big data era, so many data, and usually the problem is how to best use them and who has the ownership of this data. So I've seen amazing technologies producing so many data, but farmers are lost of how to actually use them. I feel that the most useful data and technologies are the ones that showcase in the fields different areas with the different specific needs. So focusing even on more simple technologies like sensors could help farmers decrease the input that they're using and have more focused implementations of fertilizers, pesticides, or weed control. So I would say this aspect, but there are so many different types of data out there. The most important is to have softwares, technologies to help the farmers translate this data on actionable practices or actions that they are aware. It's very hard to ask for the farmers to also be experts in data analysis. And if we don't take this intermediary step to simplify this data for them, this technology won't be useful. But since you're working in the data section and the software, can you tell me a bit more also? I think it could be clear from you.
Well, actually, I think within the farming community, what we have been seeing is that farmers really, lack data consolidation. Like they have a lot of data, they are producing a lot of data, and they have adopted technology on the field. Like there are, autonomous tractors and stuff like that. But their back offices are still being run, on Excel sheets or some outdated legacy softwares, which really creates a disconnect between the amount of data that's being produced by their tools and, the ability to analyze that data in a consolidated manner and drive some insights and manage their operations from a single platform. So I think that is one of the key pain point that we see within the industry, that there is no, consolidated place where they can run their operations from. They have to go to different multiple tools to, manage multiple aspects of their farming operations. So I think that is one key area that we are trying to solve through technology.
Yeah,
Okay, Stella,
you're absolutely right.
driving you from this conversation, we have seen that, farmers and the farming industry is a bit slow when it comes to the adoption of technology, right? We have like historically seen that, and it's a trend. So what do you think, some farmers, why do they hold back when adopting new technology like an ERP software, farm management software? Is it a matter of cost, education, or is it something else? What do you think?
Well, we experience that a lot also with the marketplace since we're on an online site facilitating agricultural food sales. We experience that a lot. While I think there is still small changes, there are some changes. I think the main barrier for the farmers is, as you mentioned, there are so many different technologies that they have to learn and adopt, which is challenging. We need to consider the farmers, the farming as a knowledge-intensive job. It's not only being in the field, so they need to be experts in so many different things. And when technology is not simplified and adjusted to their needs, it's an extra challenge, not a tool that they can use. So I think it's important to tackle this issue both by offering some funding and grants for the farmers to actually use technologies, offer them training to understand how best to use them, but also make them more simple and straightforward for them to use. And I have a clear gain out of it. So the part of knowledge to understand the benefits that they can gain from, let's say, precision agriculture, and that could make it a bit easier for them to see the benefits and actually start implementing them.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, and I totally agree with that. All right. So I have a couple more questions, Stella, just taking a bit more time of yours.
No worries.
So we see that the newer generation of farmers are taking over now, and they are obviously more tech savvy. They want to implement more smarter solutions and drive more efficient their farming operation more efficiently. So, as young farmers begin to take over, how do you think the adoption of new technologies like drones, data sensors, and especially the buzzword around AI, how will that be, going to change the way farming is done within the next decade or so? What changes do you expect from that?
Well, I think that's very, very interesting because the new generation is drawn to farming thanks to these technologies in many occasions. So farming is not only going to the open field and till the land, it's now implementing all these amazing new technologies. So I think that's what fascinates young farmers. However, it's very important not to lose focus. And use these technologies as tools and not focusing just on the technologies. So I'm expecting the next years to see a lot of young people coming to the sector thanks to these technologies and changing how farming looks like, be more sustainable, be more data driven. But it's important for them to support along the way from older farmers, from experts on the field to better understand the crop and not only lose themselves behind data.
Do you think AI, the adoption of AI is something that can be, instilled within the farming community in the next any year or so, given the fact that there's still a lot of technology that the farmers haven't adopted, and AI is obviously the frontier of the technology now, and it's like at the forefront right now. So, do you think the adoption of AI or the role of AI is gonna be there, like making an impact within the shorter run, or it's something for the longer run?
Well, AI has already dominated a lot of sectors as a useful tool, and it's important to keep it like this as a useful tool. I'm sure it will play a vital role in agriculture in the near future, has already started, because I feel it's not one extra technology. It could be the coordinator, as you mentioned, to adjust all the other technologies and makes this coordination and usability of these technologies a bit easier for the farmer. So it's an important facilitator, but still, I think there is a lot of space for innovations and for understanding.
Yes, yeah, so Stella, just I had a point in my head right now, just from your conversation. So, just mentioning out there that what we have been doing at AgriRP, and I just would like your opinion on that, if it would be beneficial. So, we sell a farm management software powered by an ERP, and the ERP is Microsoft Dynamics 365. And on top of that, we have built a solution, AgriRP. So, it manages the entire farming operations from supply chain, finance, operations, crop management, the whole crop life cycle. So the idea is now what we are doing is currently we have incorporated AI within our systems because we are powered by Microsoft. So we have incorporated the capabilities of Microsoft Copilot within our product, which we aim would actually help farmers to drive insights from their data without having to navigate through the ERP systems a lot. So, obviously farmers are not that tech savvy, and we won't expect them to, know each and everything about an ERP. Obviously, some of the people within the IT departments know, but the people working in the farm, the field workers, it's even difficult for them to use a mobile application. So an AI assistant for them within integrated within the tool will really help them to just, speak to the on the phone and get the insights of what's my schedule like today, what I'm gonna be doing today, or give me a report on the finances from the last year or the last month, whatever. So what do you think such a assistant for coordination between all of these departments, providing insights in real time, how would that add value to a farming enterprise, I would say?
So as you mentioned, it's adopting technology takes time in agriculture, and making farmers' life easier while using these technologies is the key. The user experience here is what we need to focus on. As you mentioned, the farmer in the field, it might be able to only hold the phone or not being able to type. So having a voice command or having the AI assistants talking to them, I think could be quite useful for sure. And as you mentioned, we need to make it simple, like a simple app to understand what they need to do, when they need to do. Maybe some notifications could help of when they need to do any actions or where we might have some problems. I think focusing on perfecting the technologies on a mobile phone is a priority because most of us are used to working with our laptops. So sometimes we forget that for farmers, it's like 95% of their work happens through the mobile phone, either because they're on the field or in locations that they don't have good internet connection. So it has to be something that can be used on the phone. It might be very voice commands and communication as straightforward as possible. And maybe keep in mind that many farmers in different regions, not only countries, but also in rural areas, they don't have internet connection. So it has to be something that could function for at least some time without good internet connection. I'm not sure how hard or easy that could be, but I think it's also the key.
Definitely. Yeah, that's totally fair enough. And like we do have that functionality, and we understand the challenge that a lot of the farms don't have internet connections. So that's why the product needs to work offline as well, right? So that is a requirement. And also what the AI assistant can do is also that, you know, we can convert that into a knowledge base, just like Wikifarmer is. Like you know, you guys are knowledge base for a lot of things that farmers, you know, require in terms of knowledge about, for example, an agronomist. What does an agronomist do? They, you know, advise the farmers on maybe certain issues, certain health issues of the soil, and, you know, areas of when to plant, what to plant. So all of that knowledge base can be also consolidated within an AI. Within that AI assistant, and you can make that information available to those farmers very easily, right?
Yes, exactly. And don't forget to include in the conversation the importance of having the information translated, because while English is the main language, not all farmers feel comfortable using it, especially when it comes to everyday tasks related to farming. So all these technologies, when the main audience are farmers, they have to be translated in language that they understand. So that's also essential for helping implementing all these technologies and the adaptation.
Right. Yeah, that's very interesting. And yeah, I think interesting times ahead. We'll see how AI turns out and what it really, you know, how it transforms the farming industry. Estella, so yeah, Estella, I think it was great talking to you. I have exhausted all my questions, and in fact, the
I'm
last few
happy.
questions I was not actually looking at the list, but it was really a insightful conversation, I would say. And yeah, we hope to stay connected. I might also just send you a few, you know, some material about AgriRP, so you just have an idea of what the product is. And we'll see, hopefully, if we can collaborate further in the future. Just to make sure once again, you would be fine if we, you know, share this on our socials and website, obviously after your approval.
Yes, of course, feel free. Just include Wikifarmer in any occasion as a tag or other questions or that I could answer, just contact me and we can continue our discussion. And of course, I look forward to learn more about and how we could probably collaborate because we have massive information, very high valuable for the farmers. And what is very important that I've thought to mention is that AI, while a powerful tool, We need to be very careful because a lot of things are happening. A lot of information is produced using AI, and we need to avoid getting into a loop that AI finds AI produced information and regenerates them. So it's important any tool that uses information, take this information from experts on the sector, from farmers, from agronomists, from researchers, so it adapts to the needs of the end user.
Definitely, that's a great point. Yeah, I would agree. All right, Stella, nice talking to you, and
Thank you
hopefully,
so much.
thank you.